everyone. Welcome to Jaw Talk with Dr. Tiffany, your one-stop destination to learn about the intersection between dentistry, physical therapy, and airway health. I'm your host, Dr. Tiffany Lamberton, and I'm so glad you're here today to take you on a journey of discovery in the jaw-dropping world of airway plus myo plus TMJ. Welcome to the show. Hey, everybody. This is Dr. Tiffany Lamberton of TMD Collective, and this is another episode of Jaw Talk. Guess what? We've got some special guests today. It's the dynamic duo behind Epic Dental, Donald and Monica Bailey. So grab your favorite drink. Maybe it's a coffee, cozy up, and let's chat about all things cavity prevention and the wonders of xylitol. Oh, and did I mention they're also balancing a bustling family life with three adorable kids and a doodle named Teddy. So we talk a little bit about puppies and how they don't mix with xylitol. Let's jump right into this episode. Hey, everybody. This is Dr. Tiffany Lamberton of TMD Collective, and this is another episode of Jaw Talk Podcast. I'm so excited for my guests today, Donald and Monica Bailey of Epic Dental. Welcome to the show, both of you.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Yes. So you guys are in the dental space, but kind of how did you get started with Epic Dental and your product? Tell us a little bit about who you are and what you're passionate about.
Yeah, for sure. So I'm really passionate about helping people get to the root cause of their issues with cavities. A lot of people have struggled with cavities for a long time. I was that way as a child growing up. My wife, Monica, was that way when I met her. And when I realized, I came across xylitol when I was working for a natural healthcare company, and I saw some of the research for what it could do for oral health. And I said, why don't we have great xylitol products here in the US market? They're available in Japan, South Korea, Finland. Those were kind of the primary markets that carried them at the time. And I said, a lot of research supports xylitol being able to reduce S mutans. S mutans, Streptococcus mutans, if you know, is a bacteria that contributes significantly to tooth decay. It produces a lot of acid when it consumes carbohydrates in the foods you eat. And I said, if we could just get enough xylitol in people's hands, so not a minuscule amount like you saw on some of the mainstream brands, but enough that it could really have an impact, I thought we could do something. So I originally developed the product line with the idea of getting people to about 6 grams a day. One day I just did a scatter plot of a bunch of different studies on xylitol. And I said, what happens with dosage and what are we seeing with response? And the scatter plot largely showed a dose response relationship that needed to get to about 6 grams a day. And I said, well, let's just build a system, toothpaste, mouthwash, gum, and mints that make it really easy for people to get there. And that's kind of where I started with it. We thought we'd go the avenue of selling through natural products retailers originally. But we quickly found out dentists were excellent education partners for us. They weren't great at selling product. It's not their thing, right? They provide dental services. It shouldn't be their thing. But they were really great about helping people who struggled with cavities start to understand why they were struggling, what their challenges were, and what they could do differently. And then about 7 years ago, I invited my wife into the business to help me run it. It just had outgrown what I was capable of doing. I think I had a team of like 6 or 7 at the time. Mm-hmm. And I just needed somebody who brought a lot more structure and organization to what we were doing. And so brought my wife in.
Wow, it's been fun.
Nice. So what is your role in the company, Monica?
So really, I run the day-to-day. I run the team. Everyone reports to me and I make sure they know exactly what they need to be doing and help them get unstuck if they're stuck. And then Donald spends a lot of time with me. You know, we strategize together. We think about where we want to take the company, what growth should look like, how we want to find more people to educate about xylitol. So we really run that strategic side as a duo, and it's a ton of fun to work together.
Nice. So tell us a little bit more about the product line. You were alluding to that as well. So you have a mouthwash, you have some gum. What are the products that you're highlighting right now?
Yeah, so toothpaste, mouthwash, gum, and mints. I really think when you're using xylitol, the ideal way to utilize it is after meals, snacks, and sodas. So I feel like the gum and the mint are really the foundation. You can use either one, but what you're really trying to do is get probably a 2 gram exposure 3 times a day using the gums and the mints. Leave it on your teeth for 5 to 10 minutes. And when you do that, it starts to play with your saliva enough that it comes into the biofilm, and over time, changes the quality of the bacteria that's there. Studies have shown that as you use it in as little as 2 weeks, you can start to really see a dramatic impact on the strep mutans in particular. And when you decrease the strep mutans, you tend to decrease the plaque overall, which creates less homes for additional bacteria that may also be karyogenic or contributing to the acid cycles that you're seeing. And so that's really the foundation. The toothpaste and the mouthwash are just additive products to put in that give you another exposure to xylitol. So you're just getting enough in there. You know, we have a fluoride toothpaste, a fluoride free toothpaste. We recognize that different people feel differently about what they want to accomplish. And we started out with the idea, oh, we can just be fluoride free. Xylitol will take care of everything. But we recognize that a lot of strategies actually work well in conjunction with one another. And so that's kind of the foundation. Like, let's deliver to you all the tools you need to be successful at really taking control of the bacterial load in your mouth and changing it so that you have a positive bacterial load instead of a karyogenic one.
Yeah. I feel like on social media, there's a lot of like people that really are like bashing on fluoride these days. Do you have any thoughts on that? What's your hot take?
Yeah. I mean, when I started out very much as a, like, let's go with that anti-fluoride crowd. Let's sell them a product. They haven't had something that they could really trust and that worked well. But I quickly got on the ground with Dennis and they're like, come on. We know fluoride works for these reasons. I was like, true, it does all of those things, right? Like, you are right that it works in those ways, but I really feel like there's an audience that doesn't want any of the risks, even if they could be minimal for them. And so we were trying to sell a product to that group. And over time, I've cared less about being the anti-fluoride brand and way more about what can we do to deliver results to customers? Mm-hmm. So we pretty quickly swapped in a fluoride toothpaste. So we sold that as well as the fluoride free one because it just matched really what we were trying to accomplish for our customers. And so instead of just occupying a position that gave us a unique angle for customers who cared, we said, let's deliver for everybody solutions that can work.
Well, I wanted to ask you too a little bit about the business part of it. Like, what advice would you give, you know, kind of like a solo startup practice that wants to, you know, maybe create a product line or, you know, that is, you know, maybe a professional dentist, you know, that knows a lot about teeth and jaws and, you know, but like doesn't know anything about the business side of it. What would you say, like, did you learn from like mistakes that you made along the way? Or what would you say like your best advice would be to like a brand new entrepreneur?
I mean, I think some of it is just to understand how much you're really biting off with that. I've seen a lot of both physicians and dentists try something like that, and they don't realize how time consuming it can really be. So either making sure you have a network of people to support you, staff that can take over those functions, or you have to cut back dramatically on kind of the patient load that you're seeing because it is very time consuming. I think also doing a lot of market research because a lot of people bring out products that are very similar to things that are already out there. And then you've got kind of an uphill battle because then it's all about branding and trying to stand out in the marketplace. So if you have a unique position or a unique ingredient, that can go a really long way because then you're delivering real results. And really the best thing that I found is if you have a fantastic product that actually solves a problem for people, it actually gives them real results, you don't have to do a lot of selling and marketing. And I think that's where we've been so fortunate is Donald's created such phenomenal products. We don't have to sell really hard to get the products to move because people love what they do. They love the results. They love how slippery, smooth, and clean their teeth feel.
Yeah, I would probably add several things to that. So I think practitioners have a unique ability to speak with their patients and educate them. Mm-hmm. I think one of the challenges I see with practitioners who want to add a product is they come over and they lean heavily like, I know all the things and I am God and I will come down and share knowledge with you. And that kind of attitude, I don't think plays well when you're trying to market a product and educate people. I get why some practitioners rely on that as a, hey, you just have to trust me and we just have to do this. And I don't have time to sit here and talk to you about all your concerns and questions because a lot of them are really driven by an insurance model where they just get paid what they get paid and they've got to stuff enough things into the day to make it work out, right? And I know a lot of practitioners wouldn't prefer to do that, but I think some of them adopt that attitude and have this, hey, I know what I'm talking about, you don't know kind of thing. And it doesn't play well. One of my favorite dental accounts that we follow, it was really funny. I took him to a marketing consultant, and we were talking about, hey, what do we like about this account? Why does it look good? And he's like, because he's just a puppy dog. Like, when you look at this particular dentist, he has that attitude of, oh my gosh, he's going to wag his tail when I come over. I want to come see him. I want to come approach him, which is so different than so many dentists that you go see. People aren't excited to see you like they're excited to see a puppy, right?
Yeah. A lot of dentists, I think, are either very serious, or some can, there's almost a coldness that I think the consumer can feel, where they feel a gap in education, or they feel a gap in understanding, and that can be a little bit intimidating. And so I think if you can add some warmth, some personality, and make the information friendly, you know, the customer doesn't have to understand all the science and all the technical information behind the product, but you could do it in a really simple way. So if you think about it, how would I explain to a first grade classroom how this product works? That makes it really comfortable for any person watching, you know, on social media or wherever you're marketing, to understand about your product. And so if you make things that are very scientific, accessible for the everyday person, that feels very inviting, and that builds a lot of trust. And so it almost seems counterintuitive that you don't want to be the expert that knows so much science, because that gets overwhelming.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think that's why I was saying the puppy dog was so useful as an analogy for me, because it becomes very approachable. And I think if you want to market a product, you have to understand, and it's a product that requires education, you have to understand just how important it is to be approachable for your consumer. The typical consumer is never going to want to dive into the science. I'll use a term like karyogenic bacteria, and they'll just... You know, that's just not something they care for at all. And you can dumb it down and say acid producing or cavity causing, and help them start to really understand what's going on in their mouth. And the more you can get in tune with what your customer needs and wants and how they talk about something, the more successful you are.
Hi there, I'm Dr. Tiffany Lamberton. I'm dropping in with a quick friendly note before we jump back into our podcast. Let's chat for a moment about mentorship. If you're a dental professional wrestling with TMD cases that you're really struggling to get it, I understand. The complexity of diagnosing, crafting those detailed treatment plans, and ensuring your patients are comfortable, it's a lot, isn't it? Here's the good news. You don't have to manage it alone. I'm here to offer a helping hand with my personalized one-on-one coaching and consulting services. Drawing from my rich experience in temporomandibular joint disorders, as well as my physical therapy background, I'm all about guiding you through these challenges with ease and confidence. Think of me as your personal mentor, here to bolster your TMJ management skills. Together in our sessions, we'll dive into the practical know-how I've gathered over the years. From strategies to helpful tips, I aim to streamline your practice and enhance your effectiveness. The best part, our sessions are super flexible and designed to fit right into your busy schedule. We'll focus on comprehensive learning, and that's not just about TMD, but also touches on improving patient communication and growing your practice. So no more feeling overwhelmed by TMJ patients and TMJ pain. With a bit of teamwork, you can boost your experience and confidence. Ready to take that first step? It's easy. Just swing by tmdcollective.com/VIP to book your first session with me. Let's team up to take your TMD management skills to new heights and really elevate your practice. Your path to becoming a TMD expert starts now. And now let's get back to the show. I think that's great, because like the stuff that I do with like my jaw joint stuff, you know, like I get going and it's like a fire hose, you know, and it's just like, people are like, you need to stop. Like I saw on your website, as dental professionals, you guys also want to like establish some relationships. So I do have a lot of dentists that listen to Jaw Talk. And so, you know, if you are a new dentist that is, you know, maybe has a restorative practice that you want to integrate some of your products, like how would they go about setting up a relationship with you guys?
Yeah, there's a lot of options. They can email info@epicdental.com. They can message us on social media, on Instagram and TikTok. It's at epic.dental. Is that right?
Yeah.
They can also just call the main phone line and they can talk to someone that can get them set up with dental professional pricing. We have special pricing for you. If you want to sell in office, if you want samples to try, we can send you samples. If you want informational materials, you know, whatever support you need, we're happy to help with. The other thing that we have that I think is really, really cool is we've got a dental professional kit. So anyone that works in a dental office, even if you're just at the front desk, if you want to get a dental professional kit, that is for personal use. So you have products product that will ship to you that you can have at home to use. Because I think experiencing the product for yourself is really, really important, because then you can share that experience with your patients and kind of relate to them on that level and say, hey, here's how my teeth feel when I use it, or here's my favorite flavor. Like, it makes that conversation really warm and friendly. And, you know, dentists do such a great job taking care of their own teeth and being that role model for the patient. I think it's another way to next level that.
And that we make available at no markup at all. So we're really selling those for cost. And the reason we do that is we just want people to recommend the products they believe in. We're not asking for people to come out and make us a bunch of money by recommending the product. We're trying to get them to use a product that they believe in consistently. Because when they show up and say, well, this is what I use on my teeth, and this is why I use it, and this is the experience I have, it adds so much to the credibility for the patient. And so those are available, but they're a limit one per professional. So happy to send them to households. So if any of the professionals want to reach out, ask about that, we're happy to get them set up.
Great. Well, and we'll make sure that we put all those links in our show notes as well, so that our listeners can find you guys easily. I love on social media that you're also parents of three kiddos. And mm-hmm. so you share a little bit of like parenting tips as well. Mm-hmm. When you do have those young kiddos, so I have two, but they're like 12 and 15 now. So it's more like the teenager that like, I'm like, did you brush and floss your teeth? But with your young kiddos, how did you make, you know, incorporating your products fun and exciting for your kiddos?
So I'm a big believer in, if you try and make it fun, you try and reduce the pressure, that goes a really long way. And I think I almost cringe when I see parents kind of forcing the toothbrush into their child's mouth, and they're often so aggressive about it. And I feel like that
jaw open, right?
It builds this negative association in the child's mind with dental care. And I feel like it goes such a long way if you can give it a little bit of patience and not worry about being so perfect about technique at the beginning, but building those positive associations. And so we did something when our kids were babies where we would say, okay, your turn, my turn. And that was really, really helpful, where they would brush, you know, they were terrible at it, but they're building that skill. And then we would go in and we would do a turn after. And my personal dentist, he has the opinion that until a child is 10 or older, you know, they should really be brushing with assistance because they're not very thorough. And so we still do that. Our oldest is 9 and a half. And so we'll come in after and try and get the spots that he's missed. And so they're very used to that approach of, they get to be independent and feel like they're doing it on their own. And then we come in and kind of help after. We also really love to follow, you know, meal, snacks, sodas, and then also follow brushing with our xylitol products, because they taste so great. Kids absolutely love it. And so it feels like they're getting almost a reward or a treat after a lot of those activities. And so we'll keep them in the car, we'll keep them, you know, by the sink after they brush their teeth. And so then they feel like they end with a little bit of a treat, but you don't have to feel guilty about it because it's doing such incredible things for their teeth.
So. Yeah. And it's not really hard to convince kids to chew gum. Or to use good tasting candy, right? Like, that's really the upside of our products.
It's so easy.
It's super easy to get a kid to be like, oh yeah, you want to give me gum? For sure, I'll take some, you know?
The other thing that I highly recommend, so this is kind of the newest addition to our line. So we acquired this brand from a pediatrician that developed these Spiffy's tooth wipes. And he reached out to us and just really believed that we would be great stewards of the brand. And we love what he's created. So these are little tooth wipes. You almost think about them like a tiny little diaper wipe. That's that kind of a film. But you wrap it around your finger and you're able to use it for tiny babies, you know, from like 3 months on through toddlerhood. It's also great for special needs kids or kids that are on the autism spectrum that really struggle with the foaming sensation of toothpaste and really kind of resist brushing. It's a great tool for that. The film or the little wipes has kind of a nubby, soft edge. And so it has kind of a nice gentle scrubbing effect, but it just coats their teeth and gums with the xylitol solution. And it's a really incredible way to start because it kind of helps build that habit of brushing. Babies love it. You know, every time we see someone tag us in a post on Instagram, it's always a baby who's just begging for more of those Spiffy's wipes because they love how they taste, which is really fun to see. But There's a study that I love to talk about that was done, you know, a couple of years ago where it looked at pregnant mothers, some that used xylitol gum during pregnancy, some that didn't. And they looked at what happened with those children's teeth later on. And what they found was that the mothers who use xylitol gum during pregnancy, their kids had far fewer cavities than the group of moms that never use xylitol. And so it just goes to show the fact that, hey, when you're inheriting bacteria from your family, from those caregivers who you're sharing a spoon, a straw, things like that, and you're getting those same bad strains of bacteria, if the mom is able to correct her oral microbiome and get it looking a lot healthier, then she passes on that healthy microbiome to her child. And then the same idea when they're babies, even before the tooth comes in, if you're using things like a tooth wipe with xylitol, you're able to kind of get that microbiome looking the way you want it to before a tooth is even there.
I know. Do you guys follow Joyce the dentist?
She's great.
I love her content. And she always talks about she doesn't kiss her baby on the mouth because she doesn't want to like transfer the S mutants to her baby.
Right.
I don't have as big a following as Joyce the dentist, but she's amazing.
She's so fun.
Yeah. Okay. So besides that product, do you guys have anything else that you would like to promote, or what are you excited about that's coming up in the future, you know, here in the next few months?
I mean, we're not launching any new products. We're consistently sharing the same products we've had, right? The gum, the mints, the toothpaste, the mouthwash. What we're really focused on right now is helping people understand the range of benefits that the products can provide. So you do obviously myofunctional therapy. You said you talk to a lot of myofunctional therapists. You talk about airway dentistry. And I think it's really relevant that people understand just how critical it is to breathe the right way. When, for example, I had a medication I was taking caused dry mouth, right? So at nights I'd end up breathing through my mouth and I'd end up with a lot of dry mouth, and it was just miserable. When I discovered just how easy it was to use xylitol gum and mints, that became a really easy go-to solution to help me when I hadn't corrected the root cause, right? When I adjusted medication, I didn't suffer from that anymore. It didn't become critical for me to do. But I think what we're trying to do now is help people see that there's a lot of different factors at play, and they want products that can really help them, support them in lots of different ways. We're big proponents of letting saliva do what it's designed to do, which is remineralize teeth, right? Saliva is great at carrying minerals and helping redeposit those back on teeth, because you're in a constant cycle of either demineralization when your mouth's acidic or remineralization when it's gone neutral or better. And when you can elevate your saliva flow, you're going to buffer against that acid and get the remineralization. So we're really big fans in helping people understand, what do they need to be doing to have healthy saliva flow? How can they combat things like dry mouth? What can they be doing to improve overall habits? Like, Can I adjust my tongue posture so I start to breathe through my nose? Will that have any impact? We're trying to talk more about just techniques that are supportive of how you brush and how you, I'm a big fan of water flossers, for example, right? Like, I think it's a great adjunct for people that have struggled with string floss and they're looking for something that's real that they can do. We really just believe that the most effective treatments are the ones you're actually willing to stick with. And when you find something that tastes good or that's easy to use, that integrates into what you're doing, that's what we're in favor of. So I think that's what we're talking to people a lot about. And so we're going to be making a new round of videos. So we film videos about quarterly. Mm-hmm. That's what we do for all our social media videos that come out. We're doing another round in 3 weeks. So we'll be covering a lot of this kind of content during that round.
Wonderful. And then do you also go to like any of the big dental meetings? Like last weekend, I was just at the midwinter meeting in Chicago and AES. Like, do you guys go to any of those in your area? Or
we haven't recently. I know Donald used to, but I think that'd be really fun to start doing that.
I got burnt out on meeting dentists that way, dental hygienists. It's such a big crowd and it's so consistent. And there are shows that go around all around the country every week. And so I was like, I'm good. I'm done hopping out and educating that way. And that's where we move to educating the end consumers, not just the dental professionals. And that's where social media has been really valuable for us. We really dove hard into social media last year. And I think it's an awesome platform. We had no followers, TikTok, for example, last year, but we secured probably 20 million views just by putting a message out there. And when you think about 20 million people, like if you tried to fit them in however many stadiums, it's a lot of them, right? And obviously some of those are viewers watching the same things again and again and again, but it's done tremendous things to grow our business. And I know it would for any practitioner. Mm-hmm. When I look, you mentioned Joyce the dentist, right? She's got a very substantial following. Mm-hmm. And I'm certain she doesn't have to worry about patient flow ever, right? There's always people there to find her. And I think so many professionals could do a great job just sharing their message and getting it out there. And they could benefit a lot of people very easily just by sharing that.
Well, and I think the reality is that dental professionals understand the science behind xylitol. They know exactly what's going on when a cavity is formed and how acid plays a role. So they don't need that education because they're so informed already. And so I think the challenge is there's so many people out there that don't understand oral health at all. Like the average consumer has no idea what's going on. They've been told all these old wives' tales. They don't understand that acid plays a significant role. And so they're doing a lot of the wrong things. And so when we can work together as a team with dental professionals to try and help people understand the basics of oral health, then those people can take control of what they're doing. They can end that cavity cycle, because I think it's not as complicated as sometimes people make it out to be. There's some simple changes that people can make that go a really, really long way. And people just need the right information. I wish this kind of thing were taught in schools, were taught in families. And since it's often not, you know, we're trying to kind of fill the gap and help people understand so they can partner with their dentist and find real solutions.
Well, that's great. Well, and you mentioned the puppy dog and we wagging the tail. I have a Cavapoo puppy, Wookie, and I think you should come out with a pet product line, or like a dog xylitol product line.
Well, we would love to come out with that oral health line for dogs. However, xylitol and dogs do not mix. So I want to make sure that we put that out there and you know that. It's on all of our package. Xylitol, while great for people, is not good for dogs. What happens is it can send them into hypoglycemic shock very, very quickly. They just don't have the enzymes to break down the xylitol in the same way that humans do. And they can end up with severe enough hypoglycemic shock that some of them have renal failure and pass away. So definitely keep it away from your dogs.
Yeah, okay, I'm glad you told me that. I mean, it's like about the whole thing with like a grapes and a dog, you know, like we had our puppy and like he ate a grape and it was like, oh my gosh, I had no idea that like that could kill him.
Yeah, their biochemistry is just different than ours. And so just, I mean, avoid it for pets altogether. And we have a little thing on the packaging so that anyone that looks at it knows. And so it's great for people of all ages, but not for pets.
Okay, good. Awesome. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for being on the show, you guys. Like I said, we're going to link everything in the show notes where people can find you and, you know, just give a shout out to your company. Thank you so much for being on Jaw Talk.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
And that's a wrap. Another episode of Jaw Talk. A big thanks to Donald and Monica Bailey from Epic Dental for coming on the show and talking about their product. Please be sure to check out the show notes for links to their top-notch products and additional insights from today's episode. And if you love what you hear and want to support the show, consider donating. Every little bit helps us continue bringing valuable content. Until next time, stay humble, stay curious, and we'll see you then.
Thanks for tuning into Jaw Talk. We hope you had a blast listening to our jaw drop episodes. Before you go, don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to our show to make sure you don't miss an episode. And if you enjoyed the show, please share it with your friends. If you'd like more information about TMD Collective, check out tmdcollective.com. Stay humble, stay curious, and see you next time.